This recording, New York 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Anaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. My dad came over when he was 6 from Costa Rica, and my mom was born and raised in Brooklyn. They lived on the same block, and my dad saw her, went over to speak to her, and that was that. The rest is history. I don't have many. Actually, I think there's only one time that I actually got myself into trouble, and I was in elementary school in Brooklyn, and this boy, he was a big bully in the school, and he smacked me one day because I got a little attitude, and I didn't want to, I didn't do anything back, so I just told my brother, and let's just say the boy never tried anything after that. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much that. I think I was 8 or 9, one of those. He was only 3 years older, so about 11 or 12, yeah. No, we moved. So my parents met in another part of Brooklyn. Honestly, don't even know what it's called. I just know the name of the street. I don't know the name of the neighborhood. But Cropsey. So it's further in. But we lived in Borum Hill growing up, which is pretty much right by Dumbo. Kind of right by the bridge. So, yeah. Well, when I was younger, now it's a really good neighborhood. But when I was younger, it was not at all. It was covered with gang violence. The mafia was along those lines, too. So I was never really allowed outside. Yeah, they locked up everybody. Wow. And now it's a really nice neighborhood now.